Goedenavond Nederland. Live vanuit Studio 3 Pakhuis De Zwijger Amsterdam presenteer ik u een nieuwe uitzending van Ride on Jazz. Vanavond breng ik een ode aan de poëet, mensenrechtenactivist, schrijver en muzikant Jill Scott Heron. Geboren op 1 april 1949 in Chicago. Zoon van twee Jamaicaanse migranten die geluk zochten in de Verenigde Staten. Een veelzijdige man en wat mij betreft een van de belangrijkste artiesten van de 20e eeuw. Luister naar het muzikale verhaal van Jill Scott Heron.
We'd like to do a poem that was inspired by a still life in the subway that was a commercial for a movie called The Green Slime, and we call this poem Omen. A giant eye zapped across the screen with tentacle type feeler type thin roots reaching. searching for someone, maybe me, with large black block letters chiseled into the whites around the pupils, screaming R E V O L U T I O N revolution. And as the eye, giant and green, sort of oozed with no obvious locomotion, closer and closer, until it was like this on my screen. It split and blood flowed down each side of the street, washing away things that we didn't need to see. Just like beer cans, peanut shells, and copies of the Daily News. And then, laying there, bleeding like a stuck pig, was a stuck pig. Get the point? You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The revolution will not be televised. Een van de bekendste nummers van Jill Scott Heron, opgenomen in 1971 en uitgebracht op het iconische album Pieces of a Man. Met dit nummer probeerde Jill Scott Heron de gevestigde orde een spiegel voor te houden, door aan te geven dat de American Dream voor veel gemarginaliseerde groepen uit de samenleving de American Nightmare is. We gaan nu luisteren naar mijn persoonlijke favoriet, Lady Day en John Coltrane.
Thank you.
Het nummer Home is Where the Hatred Is. In dit nummer beschrijft Jill Scott Heron de wanhoop van mensen die zich aan de zelfkant van de maatschappij begeven. Met zijn kritische muziek probeerde Jill Scott Heron het verhaal van zij die geen stem hebben te vertolken. We gaan nu luisteren naar het nummer The Bottle, een samenwerking met toetsenist en fluitist Brian Jackson.
Oh, uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that?
another time. It inspires the baby's questions.
What's that?
For their mothers as they rhyme. But no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our minds? Just 30 miles from Detroit stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps, seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive. And we almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our mind? County had sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, that time I almost lost Detroit. That time, and how will we ever get over? The odds are we're gonna lose somewhere. One time, odds are we're gonna lose somewhere. Sometime.
Lost Detroit, afkomstig van het album Bridges uit 1977. Een nummer gebaseerd op het gelijknamige boek van de auteur John Fuller. Het waargebeurde verhaal over een nucleaire ramp die bijna heeft plaatsgevonden in Detroit nadat er in 1966 een kernreactor overhit raakte en bijna tot ontploffing kwam. We gaan nu luisteren naar Winter in America.
Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled a plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the city that stagger on the coastline in a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. They look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Thank you. it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sit away. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
Acceptatie en het vinden van schoonheid binnenin. Te horen op het album Pieces of a Man uit 1971. Ik was een jaar of 21 toen ik de muziek van Jill Scott Heron ontdekte. Een goede vriend van mij introduceerde mij het album Pieces of a Man. Sindsdien ben ik een groot fan van het werk van Jill Scott. We gaan nu luisteren naar het nummer Free Will.
Find the shadows cast by rainbows, there you'll meet the sage. Feeding rabbits bits of lettuce or cleaning out the cage. He can give you more direction than you've ever known. Show you your bronze baby shoes now, my how you have grown. Ain't it nice to fly, you're waving as soft clouds go by, but you want to go exploring, you got to find some truth. You can't stand one more day of Christians shouting down at you. You say you don't dig politics, that never was your bag. People who could run for office wave their private flag. Ain't it nice to fly, you're waving as all clouds go by, but
this
You Know What They Say, afkomstig van het album Free Rail uit 1972. Een nummer over de vele zinloze oorlogen in het belang van machtbeluste volksvertegenwoordigers. We gaan nu luisteren naar het nummer Or Down You Fall.
Never tire. The world is just a simple circle. I've got to keep on turning. Yeah, I've got to keep on turning till I fall down to the top of a mountain. I pretend that I'm an Iron Man, yes, instead of flesh and bone. The world is just a simple circle. You've got to
beland bij het eind van deze uitzending. We hoorden net een compilatie van Jill Scott-Heron. Om de uitzending af te sluiten wil ik u kennis laten maken met de getalenteerde producer en muzikant Deborah Soetesonoyo, die sinds maandag haar nieuwste nummer heeft uitgebracht. Symphony van Deborah Soetesonoyo.
Voor elkaar verzonnen, ja ik vind zeker wel een weg met jou. Je geeft me dat gevoel, met beide benen op de grond wil ik nu niet. Laten we samen vliegen, voorbij de horizon. Ik denk dat ik verliefd ben, steeds als ik jou zie. Geschreven. Ja, ik weet het zeker, deze sterren liggen niet. Ik zie ze dansen in jouw ogen, ik loop over van geluk. Kom, we vliegen samen voorbij de horizon. Ik denk dat ik verliefd ben, steeds als ik jou zie. Hier bij me.